The Civil Rights Project at UCLA has flagged two Philadelphia charter schools for suspending special education students at disproportionately high rates. WHYY's Kevin McCrory reports that the schools are among the 10 worst charters in the nation when it comes to this issue.
Anytime a school disproportionately suspends students with special education needs, it raises eyebrows.
When you see that many suspensions, it's a big red flag.
Jennifer Clark, executive director of the Public Interest Law Center, says it can be an indication that schools are not serving kids' needs and then pushing them out because of problems related to their disabilities. The UCLA report, which is based on 2011-12 federally reported data for every school in the country, found that charter schools suspend students with disabilities at a slightly higher rate overall compared to traditional public schools. And in an era where schools need to compete academically to stay open, Clark says this sort of unfair treatment can have its strategic advantages.
When a kid has a disability, it costs more and it maybe requires more effort. So if a charter can get rid of kids with disabilities, those kids are going to end up in the school district.
The two Philadelphia charter schools flagged by UCLA are Philadelphia Electrical and Technical and Esperanza Academy. Philadelphia Electrical and Technical, known as PET, suspended students with disabilities about 25% of the time more than it did the rest of the student body. In fact, special ed students were the only kids that charter suspended that year. PET was founded by the politically influential City Electricians Union, Local 98. The school is on spring break this week and did not return calls for comment. Esperanza Academy Charter High School was also flagged. CEO David Rossi says more recent data flips that disparity on its head, but he also warns against judging a school based on its suspension rate.
Every parent strives to have their student in a safe atmosphere. Every parent strives to have their student, if they do receive discipline, they're restored back into the environment. You'll see that we get high grades on student retention, meaning students that stay with us from year to year. And that's even with our special education students.
Both of these schools had their charters renewed by the School Reform Commission in 2014. And Esperanza was awarded a contract for a new school earlier this year. Kevin McCrory, WHYY News.